Tell me about this survey, because it looks like quite the undertaking, and we have seen so many developments over the last year. What were you guys looking to find out here?
It's been a year, or over a year, since the first shelter in places were declared across America. And just from working at Instacart, we know that they drove a huge shift in American buying around groceries. So we did a couple things. We conducted a Harris poll interviewing thousands of Americans across America. And then we also looked at our own customer shopping behavior. What sort of things are they searching for? What are they buying? And finally, what sort of conversations are they having with our shoppers, the individuals who pick groceries for our customers? So we looked at all of this data to try and understand what trends bubbled up throughout the year and what trends are going to stay.
What were the biggest trends that jumped out in this survey?
One of my favorites is that there's no longer an individual person in the household who thinks about what groceries to get for the week. We've seen this responsibility become a lot more diffuse. And so we've seen Gen Zs and millennials starting to take care of groceries for the family. And this is because as customers go online, there's been younger generations wanting to step in, but also it's been easier for families to collaborate as they build a cart. So as an example, my boyfriend and I can talk to each other throughout the day about what we want to add to our online grocery shopping list. That's been one of the major changes. Another one worth calling out that marks a generational shift is customers have typically shopped for groceries on the weekend in the US. That's when people have free time. They work during the day, they're with their families at night. So the weekend's really been the only window individuals have had. Again, because customers have moved on to online grocery shopping, they're able to build their carts throughout the day. And so we've seen a lot more orders coming in the middle of the week and earlier in the day in the middle of the week.
Have older Americans over the last year or so really embraced online shopping for groceries?
Senior citizens have certainly taken off on our platform. They're the fastest growing segment for us, so much so that we actually built a service center just to help these individuals learn how to shop for groceries online. I'll also say that families have been helping each other out. We've seen a lot of moms and dads sending groceries to the grandparents during this pandemic, since people couldn't go outside.
One thing I found really interesting here was the gratitude aspect of this survey.
Yes, it was really a beautiful thing. When we looked at our customer chat data with our shoppers, the first thing we saw was just a lot of anxiety. The scream emoji was being used a lot. Emojis are the way that so many individuals communicate their emotions these days. We really wanted to look at that. And yes, screams happening a lot. Tons of anxiety as people wondered, will I have that toilet paper tomorrow? But as the year went on and people started to really reflect on the essential work that individuals were doing, we started to see the word thanks being used more than ever in our customer chats. And not just thanks, but different emojis like the sparkle heart and different types of smiles that are used to express thankfulness.
Are there certain items we've been buying more and maybe buying less over the last year during this pandemic?
Yes, there's been all sorts of shifts. I'll start with alcohol. That was definitely a big one that took off during the pandemic with bars being closed. Gin in particular has been sort of the liquor of choice for many, or spirit of choice for many, many individuals. So have pre-mixed cocktails, things people can quickly throw in their bag and take out as they go to meet up with friends socially distanced. But there have been other changes too. People wanted to expand their palates. It's tough if you had a go-to recipe that worked maybe once a month at home, suddenly that was becoming your go-to recipe multiple times a week, perhaps. And so customers started to look into things like pre-pre sauce, gochujang, kimchi, other sorts of ingredients that might have been outside of their normal palate, and looking for inspiration there.
Is it too early to tell how many of these trends may be permanent? Are we going to be doing a lot more of our grocery shopping online from now on?
We wanted to know that for ourselves. And so when we asked Americans through the Harris poll this question, we were eager for an answer. What we found is that 77% of respondents say that they are going to continue to shop for groceries online. Customers also said that some of their habits will continue. Through cooking at home, customers learned about the different ingredients that they're putting into their bodies, and they became much more aware of what's healthy and what's not. So we believe that as customers continue to buy groceries, but also start going out to restaurants, they're going to be thinking, is this good for me? Is it healthy? Customers are also going to be stocking their shelves. People don't want to run into a situation where they're out of toilet paper, where they're out of hand sanitizer or canned goods. And so many customers have told us that they plan to keep their pantry stocked and the refrigerator stocked as well.
And after so many of us were forced to stay away from our loved ones during the last holiday season, it sounds like we are really itching to go all out, situation allowing, coming up next holiday season.
Yes. During the pandemic, one of the things we found was that customers were looking for holiday goods months in advance. We're talking pumpkin spice lattes in the spring, advent calendars in the summer. Customers were trying to find these goods ahead of time because they wanted to be in a more comfortable traditional situation with their family, friends, and loved ones. So it's certainly reasonable to expect that as the next year begins, customers are going to want to be able to celebrate those things with the people they care about most.
And finally, when you look at the results of this survey, let's say 5 years down the road, do we expect these numbers to just continue to grow from where they are now?
Absolutely. Specifically with online grocery, this is something that has existed in other countries for some time and is widely adopted. And I believe we'll continue to see that become more and more entrenched with individuals just because of the ease of time that customers get back. They're not standing in line for groceries as long. And so I think it's here to stay.